Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Hamilton Township residents using the municipal water system will see a possible 60% increase in rates by 2035. That means the base rate will rise to more than $100 a month for the average user. About 600 people on the system will get hit. This does not cover the more than $11 million needed to pay for new equipment and systems over the same period. In this interview, Hamilton Township CAO Arthur Anderson will go over in detail a recent study presented to council regarding water rates. He will not only look at the financials, but also current needs and the impact on potential growth. Have a listen and see how all this is going to affect your rates now and in the future. I'm so pleased to have with me today Hamilton Township Chief Administration Officer Arthur Anderson. Welcome back to Consider This Northumberland.
Well, great. Thanks for having me back. Look forward to our discussion today.
Why does Hamilton Township need a water rate study?
Well, there's two reasons. One in particular, it's part of a license renewal that's set out or required by the Minister of Environment, Conservation and Parks. So it's part of that licensing process for our water plant. But it's also part of the general requirements for us to look at our water rates every few years. And make sure that they're relevant, reflecting what our costs, revenues, and capital plans are, and make sure that the water users, we're keeping them up to date so the water users understand that they're fair and appropriate and are designed to maintain the system.
So beside the Ministry of Environment, are there other pieces of legislation that require that you do the water rate study?
That's the main one that we basically complete the study with respect to the licensing. There are some other pieces of legislation where it's relevant as far as development charges, as well as basically making sure we're completing information for our financial information return or keeping that up to date. So it's all part of our maintaining the good financial health of our community. And reporting out, this helps to serve as a piece of that as well.
Does this sync with other requirements for the municipality, especially in regards to infrastructure?
Absolutely. The water infrastructure is part of our self-paid system. In other words, the users pay for that system. And it's part of our making sure that we're maintaining it. And it's whether it's capital improvements or maintaining it through operational improvements, we're maintaining that valuable infrastructure for all users going forward. And when I say all users, that's primarily the residential homes and that, but we also have some commercial industrial properties as well as ourselves. We use it in our recreation center as well. So it serves many purposes, important purposes as part of an important part of the infrastructure in our community.
Some people may not understand what a full cost recovery model is. How does it apply to water rates? Could you explain it?
Sure. Basically, you're looking at what your costs are today as far as operating as well as capital. So operating, for example, you have to pay for chemicals, you pay for staff, you pay for hydro, and all those charges that go into keeping the operations current. And the second part is capital. So you're looking at replacing pipes over a longer period of time, or you're looking at longer term, higher cost expenditures. For example, a total upgrade of all our ultraviolet filtration system or a purification system. So taking all those charges, you look over at a period of time, say it's a 20-year horizon, and you estimate the impacts of inflation. You look at the costs of those expenditures going up or what inflation will be on those expenditures, and you try to design your rates to cover those costs going forward. So it's basically to say, just like a family budget, what are we going to expend and how are we going to pay for it? The same here. We're estimating those costs and we're trying to plan for it financially.
So if someone was looking at their water bill, they would see something like a base charge, a capital charge, a volume charge. What's a bulk water charge?
Well, bulk water charges, it would not appear on most people's bills. In fact, it's very rare. It's actually for people who come to our system and load up those very large water tankers. There might be special circumstances. There's a handful of users who actually get that account with us, and they need it for special circumstances that they have. They have a special account with us, and that's why most will never see that.
How many people are on the municipal water system in Hamilton Township?
The present number of users, I'll just check to make sure I get the right number, 586 metered water customers. And there are also 145 customers that are not metered, but they are still they're still subject to our annual capital charge. So basically, we have almost 600 metered water customers in the country.
About how much water do people use annually?
An average user, the water bills for an average user is around $156 for residential customers, and they use approximately 164 cubic meters or 36,000 gallons of water a year. So that's sort of an average or typical user.
I understand overall, though, it's about 21 million imperial gallons that is used in Hamilton Township. That's incredible.
Well, for the entire system, yes. I was trying to break it down to the individual, but yes, you're right. That sounds like an accurate number, you know, that magnitude.
Now, what kind of growth does the municipality expect in terms of water users?
Well, in the water plan, we are projecting a smaller number of actual increased users over the course of the next, say, 10 to 20 years. I have to check the exact number, but we don't expect to be a lot of growth, but we are planning for that increases to the system.
Okay. Now
that figure handy, but I'll check and see if I can find that for you.
What kind of horizon does this include? I mean, how long a period are you looking at?
Yeah, so the plan itself is designed to look out to 2035, so it's approximately a 15-year horizon for this plan.
How does future development fit into these forecasts?
So there is an increase projected. It's a small number, but because we're not a high growth area as far as projected within the county of Northumberland, but we have a projection to increase development in the community, and there's a small number that will be added. Both to our water system as far as water servicing, but there's also planning proposals for development private services, other areas in our community as well.
Could you distinguish then between those two things? Because one of the things I got thinking about was the major developments that we see proposed. For example, there was that one huge proposal for the land south of Highway 401 between Coburg and Port Hope. So how does that fit into this water rate plan?
So this water rate plan does not include that that proposal, because at this point we don't have the proposal before us. We don't have that on our books or part of our immediate plans. So this proposal looks more at the existing approved areas where we know there are plans of subdivision already, or where we know there will be infill lots. So this is sort of based on existing plans, documents before us, what we could reasonably expect in the next 15-year period.
Do these plans do they tie into existing systems, or is there a need to build new systems or separate systems?
I'd say overall, it ties in with existing systems, existing pipes in the ground, and takes advantage of the investment of infrastructure that has occurred already. Now, will there be some improvements to the pipes during that period? Yes, but extensions or further expansions, there's not a sizable amount of investment included in that. Will we make some adjustments or tweaks? That can happen, but this does not foresee, for example, a doubling in the capacity in our system at this point.
This all has to fit into overall capital infrastructure in the budget. How does staff figure out where water demand fits into the bigger picture?
Well, it's part of our plans, both our official plan and zoning bylaws, so we can see where development's occurring. It's based on the knowledge of staff. So we have the documents, we have staff's knowledge, both as far as the community, and also they know what's coming down the pipe, or they have an idea of what's coming down the pipe. It's our best estimate based on our professional experience and our professional opinion. And so that's why we set out the horizon to be a 15-year horizon, but we'll be doing another update perhaps in approximately, say, 5 years or so. So we'll try and keep it current. And if things change, we want to make sure the numbers are being brought up to date.
And how do you weigh out things like maintenance versus new?
Right. There's a cost amount that we have as far as once you exceed that threshold, it changes over from being sort of operating, regular operating, into a capital charge. And that's based on our working with the treasurer. So we maintain that sort of capital expenditure level. It moves from being operating. So, you know, it's like replacing small dials or small a piece or fittings broadly are considered small operating expenditures. But if we have to replace a whole pump, a larger pump, they're expensive and they're considered capital. So we have a threshold that we work and that meets sort of generally accepted accounting principles.
When you look at this, what is needed in the short term?
Well, in the short term, the plan sets out some improvements for sort of obviously maintaining the operation as effectively as we can. And that's, again, make sure our systems are working properly. We're using sort of the most effective ways of purchasing our chemicals and securing pieces of maintenance equipment. But it also looks at improvements, for example, priority electrical control upgrades, replacing the filter media and some of the plants as well. So that's the water passes through the filter media as part of filtration and purification. We're looking at some well upgrades in the next upcoming years, and water meter upgrades. We have a lot of water meters that are manually have to be read, and we're looking at updating, modernizing those so they can be read remotely. It's very accurate and can be done and save time as far as having to have staff load and read them individually.
What about the medium term?
The medium term, we're looking at some improvements as far as we hope, or we're projecting to look at the ammonia removal system. This would be an expensive system, sort of in the probably about eight years out. What it looks at is the Walkerton Clean Water Study that we spoke about previously has completed their work. We're waiting for their final report, but we were quite excited by the results of that study. And what it does is it looks at making the removal of ammonia that's naturally occurring in our system, our water, and making changes to our system to allow us to treat the water more effectively in the future. And what it means is it's an investment of almost $2 million to do that, but it means the water itself, it's the processing of it is simplified, and even though our water meets the highest standards, it will further help improve sort of the water quality as far as the look and the feel that people get a feedback on.
What about long term?
Longer term, we're looking at a water master plan and making improvements to the system that reflect some of those recommendations. So, for example, The growth that I spoke about earlier is small, lower growth, but we need to plan for more development in our community in the future. And by pursuing some of the water master plan recommendations, so a new well, new pipes related to that, and the processing of that water, that will allow us to allow growth projections in the future. So that's coming from the water master plan. We put it in this water rate study, and it's something that can help our community in the future.
Does this township have any reserves set aside for this purpose? Is when people are paying their water bill, is there some amount that goes into a reserve account?
Yes, there's a water capital charge that every user on the system and everybody that's within that area that's serviced by the water, they pay that annually. And that goes into our capital reserve and helps us build that reserve. And that's part of the whole calculation to make it payable or make it sustainable in the future.
How contingent is future expenditures on grants?
Well, it's really, we really look for that kind of help to bring those projects to completion. So they are important. We try and submit our applications to the province when funding programs are designed, show them how important they are. We haven't had a lot of success, but we try and make sure, as lately, but we're trying to make sure that with this document, show that we've got a water master plan, we've got an up-to-date financial plan. Here's the results that you'll see by the investment in the water system through the grants. We want to be able to move some of these component projects forward, and we look to the province and the federal government for their funding programs to help us achieve them.
Is there any chance that a project might not go forward or part of the plan would not be executed because there was no grant?
We've had to defer some work because of the cost to the user. So some of those projects have been pushed back in the capital plan and until we get some of the funds. And that, so it is important for sure.
Development charges are one of the methods of raising capital, yet developers and the provincial government are pushing hard to keep these low or non-existent. Is this still a source of revenue for Hamilton Township?
Yes, it is. Just like communities across Ontario, development charges and growth, paying for growth through those charges that are, again, appropriate, that helps us. So that is designed into this plan as well. And it's something that we work with the developers in our community as far as new growth, helping to pay for those services that are important to us and to the community in the future. So that is still part of a calculation for us, yes.
What about debt? Where is the township in terms of its debt load?
We have minimal or basically no municipal debt per se, but we do have a debt on the water system itself. So we do use borrowing to pay for some of the water expansion, and we'll continue to do that. We've gone to council. We've got their approval for an envelope of approved funding. And that is part of the financing as well. So it's the users, it's grants, it's development charges, but it's also debt as well.
How much money will the township need to put aside to pay for all these plans? What's the total?
For the capital plans, we're looking at from between 2026 and 2035, approximately $12 million. It's $11,946,000.
Water rate projections show a steady increase in rates over a 10-year period. They will go from the current $62.50 up to over $100 by 2035. Basically, it is an increase of 5% per year. How burdensome, especially when people are so concerned with affordability and taxes, how reasonable is 5% in your mind?
We do try and keep it to a minimum. It is something we work at as far as minimizing our costs, improving our system. 5% is I know, a burden for people, especially people who are on fixed incomes or challenged financially as well. We think the 5%, and we're bringing that recommendation to council, that is one where it's one that will help us maintain the financial viability of the system. So that's why we're trying to keep it as low as possible, but we know that, and we know that it'll have an impact on people, but we hope they realize that this is the costs are going up, whether it's insurance and chemicals and wages and capital improvements. All these charges have to be paid for, and we think this is a very pragmatic level to have approximately a 5% increase during that time.
In the study, it showed Hamilton Township has one of the highest water bills in Northumberland County. Why is that?
Well, we have an aging system that was put in, again, probably 25, 30 years ago. And we have a limited base of users, the ones that I had mentioned earlier, the 586 or a small base of people that are paying for it. So that's the problem of trying to pay for the costs of a small system with a small, we have a small system or have a small number of users, but the costs required to pay for that over the longer term means that the rates have to be set where they are, which is, as you point out, fairly high. And that's the impact of it, is a smaller system that's aging and we have not a lot of number of people to pay for.
Are there any alternatives, or is there something that can be done to maybe change that?
Well, partially we are looking at every time we add people to the system, we get more users, we get the additional capital charges that are paid for it. And as development goes up, the connection charges are paid for as well. So that's all part of growing the base gradually and making those system improvements on a projected basis. We think that additional revenues will help us pay for the system over the medium term.
The 2024 pilot project that you've been involved with, you've talked about it earlier. What's next for that? When do you expect that report to be returned and council to debate what's going to happen next?
Well, we hope to hear back from the Waukesha Clean Water Group later this year or possibly early next year. It does depend on them to finalize that material and return it to us with the recommendations. But the preliminary information we got back from them was very positive. We were very, very pleased with the work that they did. And that's why once we hear back from it, we'll be able to promote that more and make that more generally available.
So what are the next steps for the water rate study? What should residents keep an eye on?
So we brought that information to the committee of the whole last week. We're bringing it to council tomorrow and making the recommendation of council to adopt the plan. And again, it forms both as a requirement under our license renewal. So they will see that as far as the next step, but we'll also get feedback from council on the water rate study results as far as the recommendations on the individual rates, but also the capital plan projections that are set out for the next 15 years.
If someone has some concerns or some questions, what can they do?
They can contact the municipality if they have concerns. Or if they have questions, because sometimes people just want their questions answered or want to be able to understand. So we have staff here that will be able to answer their questions. If they have questions of the water rate study itself, they can obviously ask members of council as well. But obviously, if there's any questions, they can forward it to the municipality and we can answer their questions as well.
Arthur Anderson, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for the time. I appreciate it very much. And enjoy the rest of your day.
That was Hamilton Township CAO Arthur Anderson. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in.
If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.